If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hi, and welcome to episode 15. We are absolutely flying through these numbers now, Dodds. Episode 15.
Still not an expert, though, even though we're
doing making those mistakes. Welcome to episode 15 of my podcast, I Shouldn't Say This, But... I'm laughing because Louis has just put his head in between my knees. This is the dog. He's somehow just like... oh, he's getting on the chair.
So needy.
Hello. Come on, then.
Good boy.
Come on.
Right, here we go. Today's podcast is slightly different because I have a dog on my knee. Right, episode 15 of the podcast, I Shouldn't Say This, But... My name is Katie Leeson and I'm joined on my knee with Louis the dog today, who's decided that he wants to sit on me. So if you hear him, that's what it is. It's not me. I do have a cold, though. And I'm also joined, as always, by producer Dodds.
And I don't have a dog on my knee.
I've stolen your dog. We have now split the episodes into two, and we've got some really good feedback from it, haven't we? From people saying that they're enjoying the two different types of episodes that we're producing now.
Yes.
This one is our personal episode.
Do you prefer one or the other?
No, I like them both. I like them both.
Lots of value, I think, in the business one, which I think is quite good.
Loads of value in the business one, but hopefully loads of personal value in these ones as well.
Yeah.
Right, where shall we start? Shall we start with my personal roundup?
Yeah. Do you know we're in the top 10 again in the charts?
Woohoo!
I can't remember if I told you.
Back in the top 10. Thank you so much for listening.
In the UK, that is.
That's amazing. That's so good. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and for also reviewing. We are still on 100% 5-star reviews. And I want to thank you so much for that as well. We'll do a little promise if we get to 100% 5-star reviews, I think. Yeah, so we're back in the top 10, but also we've
started... In the UK.
In the UK. But also we have started to get an international following, which is blowing my mind. Big shout out to the lady in Colombia who got in touch with me on Instagram to say that she was listening to the podcast and it helped her with her breakup.
Which is just... mad.
It's mad.
It's so mad.
It's absolutely mad.
You're just talking about personal experiences in this little box that we have upstairs in the office.
I know. In Manchester.
Yeah. In Colombia, who's going through something so personal.
And Colombia are listening. So thank you to everyone all around the world.
Yeah, all the messages are very motivating.
Very motivating, and we read them all.
Yes. Big thank you to all the messages. And...
go on then, get down.
Hello to wherever you are in the world. It's just a weird sentence to say. Hello to wherever
hello to everyone in the world yeah. Who's listening. It's amazing. So yeah, thank you so much. Get in touch with us as well because we really want to hear from you. Let us know where you are. Let us know why you're listening and we will give you a shout out on the show. From starting this off as just us testing something to see if it'd work to getting the feedback that we have, It just makes me so happy, which is a great segue into my own main topic for this podcast is all about happiness. So keep listening for that and I'll go into that later. First off, I want to talk about my week last week.
What's been going on, Katie?
Last week was a mixture of busyness but also productivity. So I feel quite good this week about...
Busy week.
Yeah, it was a busy week. I always say it's a busy week, but it was a busy week. I was in Manchester all week, which was helpful. And I also spent quite a lot of time talking to people. And the people at Social Chain always inspire me. So I picked up quite a lot last week. I talked to a lot of people about things like mental health and how we can hopefully, as Social Chain and with a big voice, try and make changes in that sort of world. So I'm working on that. That's a bit of a secret at the moment. And I've also looked into how we're performing after the first couple of months of the year, how well our new business team are doing, how well our teams are doing.
How's it all going?
It's good. It's really good. So far, so good this year. Very positive. Working with some brilliant clients. We're also pitching for some amazing clients. And then at the weekend, I had quite a cultural weekend. I went to see Jersey Boys in Manchester on Friday. I'm not a massive musical fan, so it took me a while to understand what the hell was going on. but that was very good. I enjoyed that. And then Saturday, went to go and see a comedian in Liverpool with some friends, which was also very good, very funny. Enjoyed that. It's been a while since I've seen comedy live, but it was good comedy as well.
That's good.
So that was fun. So it wasn't too crazy, but it was quite cultural, which was nice. My week last week then was very busy, but good busy, highs and fun things. And obviously I did the talk on Thursday at KPMG, which went very well and gave me a lot more confidence to do it again. So I'm going to be getting back on stage. And if you want to listen to that talk, I am doing it in the next episode of the podcast. So make sure you listen to episode 16 if you want to hear me do that talk. The reason that we always look at happiness and we always look at how we can innovate within the field of happiness in the workplace. At the KPMG event on last week, last Thursday, I was talking to a lady who works there who said that their teams start every morning with a reason why they are grateful. And you can't repeat that reason. So you can't say, I'm grateful for the weather, and then 2 days later say you're grateful for the sunshine. You've got to have a new reason every time. And I really like that. And it's kind of inspired, along with a couple of other internal conversations that I've been having about the positivity and negativity of happiness and how it can impact your productivity. It's inspired something that we are testing out at the moment.
Which is cool because it's... you got something from the talk as well as other people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I really did. Two-way streak. Yeah, that, nice. I really did. And I talked on stage with a guy called Sam from TickX, and Sam's story is very, very entertaining. His company's fairly young, similar sort of age to Social Chain, and a massive growth in that time. And Sam is just quite inspirational. So it's good just to have... and know someone like Sam that you can kind of bounce ideas off. So that's good as well, because it means we're going to meet up and chat business and understand how we can help each other in the future. Jumping straight into a topic that is everywhere is the admission submission for this week, which is all about Brexit. So someone has written to us with a very lengthy admission submission.
I'm passionate. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. And the subject reads, I shouldn't say this, but the whole Brexit talk is doing my head in. Something, I don't think you're on your own. And the message reads, there is no escape, be it on social, at work, family, TV. I'm just finding it hard. Of course I understand and of course I care. I am worried about what will happen to people, but seriously, what is with all this hate and divide? It goes on, I won't read it all, but it does go on to talk about how we are not focusing on important things, we're focusing on things that we can't really control and things that the politicians aren't really helping us with. And it ends with saying that we all need to look out for each other, and we're not seeing that enough at the moment. At the moment, we're just dividing into people who voted for Brexit and people who voted to remain, and that is creating a divide in the country. And it actually finishes with a very nice thing that I'm going to read out. Thank you for creating the safe space to vent about a topic I feel I can't talk openly about. Maybe I am just a snowflake, which is obviously a Remainer after all. Thank you so much for sending this in. It is such a hot topic, but it's also one that's quite tricky to navigate, I feel, because there's so many different news sources and so many different opinions that it's hard to feel that you can talk about Brexit and feel like you're not going to get attacked for your opinions. Mm. What I feel like it gives us is an opportunity. So at the moment, it feels like the whole country is just waiting. Consumer confidence is really low. Nobody's spending. Everyone's holding off. People aren't buying houses. I should know because I'm trying to sell mine at the moment and we're getting a lot of views but no offers. And everyone is kind of stalling to see what happens in the next few weeks. What that also means is that we are also not focusing on things that we can make a change on. So we're kind of holding back, but I feel like that's holding us back from a lot of other things in society as well. And I think this gives an opportunity, actually, Dodds.
To do what? Oh, and also, if anybody wants to buy Kate's house.
Yeah, please get in touch. I want to sell it. I think it gives us an opportunity to take control of things that we can control. I think in life in general, you can't worry about the things that you can't control. But there are so many other things happening in the country at the moment. Homelessness is at an all-time high. Food banks are being used more than ever. I think it's a good time for us to come together as a nation and help where we can other people. Otherwise, we're all just going to sit and wait to see what happens with Brexit. And I don't think things are going to get any better.
Doesn't feel like it's going to end well.
It doesn't feel like it's going to end.
So literally just about to say.
It doesn't feel like it's going to end. So why don't we start now as a nation to help people and try and make a difference to the things that we can see? Last week I found £10 on the floor and instead of taking it and spending it on things, I have brought it into the office and I gave everyone the chance to vote on what we should spend it on. And the decision was made that we should spend it on coffees for the homeless. That is what we are going to do with it this week.
Nice. Yeah. So you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that in a time of divide and it feels like we're not in control, to take control of what we can and help try and bring some, even a positive ray of light within quite a dark period, kind of what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Nicely summarised. Yeah, I think.
And true. It's just, everyone's kind of just sick, aren't they?
Everyone's just so bored of it.
Like, this isn't a political podcast, but we must have talked about Brexit two or three times.
And we're not experts in Brexit.
You know, I saw that it was 2.5 years, or over 2.5 years ago when we voted. Gosh. So it's just been going on in the headlines for like,
but no real answer to what's gonna
no one's any clearer
happen. Yeah,
I think people are just done with it.
Yeah, so while we wait to see what happens, I think we should all unify and just go out and help people where we can and do things that we can control and make a difference where we can. My little rally cry. Now it is time for my personal admission submission for the week. And this week, I want to talk about the fact that I don't practice what I preach. So I talked to you all a lot about good habits and give you advice on how you can make your own lives better, your work life and your personal life. But sometimes I don't do them. I know, it's not fair for me to give out this advice but then actually not tell you that sometimes I don't follow through with my own advice. You may remember a couple of weeks ago I said that worrying was a pointless emotion, but I have to confess that it's something that I really struggle with, and I'm fiddling with the mic because I know that I'm naughty. It's something that I really struggle with, and it's something that is going to take a lot longer than me just saying that worrying is a pointless emotion for me to get out of the worry cycle. And I spend a lot of time, especially last week, I had a real crisis of confidence and I think my inner imposter took over and I felt like I wasn't doing a very good job. I think at home and at work, I felt like I wasn't adding value or enough value to any aspect of my life. And I went into a bit of an imposter's hole and I overthought it and I worried a lot about it. And Yeah. I have to listen to myself sometimes and just understand that what I tell you guys, I should follow myself, and it'll help me as well as help you. I think that the lesson here to take is that nobody's perfect, and you're not going to solve these problems overnight, and it's always going to creep back in, and it's constantly trying to help yourself get better. And if you do have a moment where you feel like you've taken a step back, don't give up and don't feel like that's it, you can't change anything, because you can. It's just little steps to get you to the point of where you want to be. And I'm back on track now. I've had a good week now. Start of the week's been really good, and I'm feeling very positive. So now it's time, Dodds, for the main topic of the week, right, which is, I shouldn't say this, but I can't make you happy. I can't make you happy, Dodds.
Which is sad for me.
It is sad for you.
Why is that?
Because I'm not in control of your happiness is the main crux of the thing. So happiness, by definition, is used in the context of mental or emotional states, including positive or pleasant emotions, ranging from contentment to intense joy. That's what happiness is described as. We all know what it feels like to be happy, and we all know what it feels like to be sad. But the reason that I want to talk about this today is because in relationships, whether that's romantic or friendship, I have found throughout my life that I have felt like I'm the one that's responsible for making other people happy. And I'm the one that is there to ensure that my being there makes that other person happy. And it was only when I was going through a bit of a hard time that I got sent a video that changed my whole perspective on happiness and who's in control of it. Now, I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's a video that Will Smith made about his wife and his marriage. Have you seen it, Dodds?
No, I don't think so. I like Will Smith as well.
Oh, the video is brilliant. It's not that long, but what it says is he spent a lot of his life early on trying to make Jada happy, and then they stopped and realised that it's not down to him. Actually, you're in control of your own happiness, and you need to be selfish, and you need to make sure that first and foremost that you're happy in yourself before you then try and make someone else happy. Because if you're both happy as individual people, then it means that you will then come together as happy individuals. And the crux of the video is basically that Will Smith says that they're two different people on two different journeys, both responsible for their own happiness, and they've come together to then enjoy life as they go along, but neither of them are responsible for making the other one happy and creating that happiness like a crutch. And I think that is so important, that you can't be responsible for someone else feeling happy. And the important thing there to bear in mind is that my definition of what makes me happy could be very different to a definition of what makes Dodds happy. So Dodds, what makes you happy?
I would like freedom, I guess. I'd like to work on my art. Working on my art makes me happy.
Working on your art.
Freedom to create what I want, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. And then I couldn't help create that for you. There's no way that I could help.
And it would be,
I couldn't, if I made art for you to make you happy, that wouldn't make you happy.
And I guess it's unrealistic for me to expect you to help me make my own art. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I should be responsible for my own in that case.
Yep.
In that scenario.
What makes me happy?
What about you?
I think I like peace. Peace makes me really happy. I don't like chaos. I like to just be calm and peace and
tranquility,
yeah. Which, if you've met Dave, my other half, that's complete opposite to what he is.
So yeah, his happiness would not be peace.
No, his happiness is being like Tigger. But that's why it works, because he makes me do things that I wouldn't normally do, takes me out of my comfort zone, which then in turn makes me happy because I've tried new things. So I think achieving things make me happy, but also just having that time of quiet contemplation also makes me happy as well. So yeah, you can't be responsible for someone else's happiness. And if you know someone that's going through a hard time and you feel like you're there to change them, you can't do that. You can't take responsibility for making someone else feel differently. You can offer them advice and you can be there as a listening ear, but what you can't do is change their environment.
And I guess just to go back to your point, if you are responsible for Dave's happiness and his happiness is not what makes you happy, then you won't do it and that relationship won't work.
Well, you're ultimately you'll resent doing it. Yeah, you're sacrificing your own happiness to make someone else happy.
Yeah.
Which relates back to last week's episode where I was talking about what Karen said of what you should get out of any relationship is getting the thing out of it that makes you feel good and it's what you want. So if you're striving to help fix someone or make someone happy at the expense of your own happiness, then it ultimately it's going to end up in a never-ending cycle of someone being unhappy.
I think this is quite a powerful lesson because you're taking away the responsibility of your happiness off somebody else and you're putting it on yourself. So if you're not happy, you're in complete control of changing that, which I think is quite powerful.
It is. I think when you really care about your friend or your partner and they are struggling and they don't seem happy, you feel like in order to make things better, the easy way to do it is by you making those changes and fixing things for them. But in the long run, that's never going to make a difference because it really ultimately happiness starts with you and what you want to get out of life and what you want for your own happiness. And you're responsible. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your own happiness, what makes you you, what makes you happy, what makes you content. And only you are going to make those changes that help you get that out of life.
The more I think about this, the more I like this point, because you kind of just think that you've got to make your partner happy or whatever, but you've got to, it's actually quite unfair. It's not fair for me to assume that somebody would make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's really... If you actually spend any time thinking about it, it's completely up to you.
Yeah, it's all up to you.
The more I think about it, the more I like this. The more I like this point.
And as we come up to Valentine's Day, and we're all out there searching for the best present for our other halves.
In fact, you could use this not to buy a present. I was going to buy you a present, but you're responsible for your own happiness, so get some
it
yourself.
Maybe that will get you in more trouble than it is worth. But I think
that's not what we're saying.
No, that is not what we're saying. It's not about not doing things to be kind. I think it's more about the starting point always has to be your own happiness, and you have to understand what it is that's going to make you happy. Then you can use that happiness to then treat the person that you love to something that you know they would like, but ultimately you're not responsible for their ultimate happiness in life. So please make sure you buy your other half something nice.
Don't blame Katie or me.
Please don't blame us if you get dumped because you didn't buy your other half something nice. It's, as I've mentioned, it's not also one size fits all. So it fits into your personal life, but it also fits into your professional life. And it happiness has such an impact on everything that we do. And I don't think quite often that we link it to work. And I think it's important to think about it in those terms. Psychologists have known for a long, long time that having negative emotions impacts how you approach different situations. So if you're feeling down, you don't want to leave the house, you don't want to go into work, it means you're more likely to have a bad day than you are a good day. If you flip that on its head and you're feeling in a good place and you're feeling happy, it can have the complete opposite effect. It can open your mind to new ideas and also impact your creativity and your job. The other thing that to look at is we often think about money. We often think about success in a job being all about money and your salary that you're on. I think it's interesting to think about happiness and how that can impact your career. And how to put happiness over money. I think you're constantly chasing it when you look at things in terms of monetary terms. You get to a point and then you think, no, I still need to be getting more and more and more. And if you look at any research about millennials and Gen Zs and what they're after from the workplace, salary is not the most important thing. It's all about great workplace, learning opportunities to develop and grow in your career. They put all of that over a salary. Interestingly, we found a bit of a study that also talked about the fact that time stress had a stronger impact. So when you earn more money and you work harder and you work longer hours, it actually has a stronger negative effect on happiness than being unemployed did, which I thought was fascinating.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
So that's saying that if your work-life balance is off, I guess is what time stress is, isn't it?
So if your work-life balance is out of whack, it impacts your happiness, which then we know will in turn impact your creativity in work and will prevent you from growing and developing. So what I've taken from this is that happiness, one, you're in control of your own happiness, and two, if you put it in the wrong places, it can impact how happy you actually are. It'd be great if you could just spend a minute today thinking about what makes you happy, what impacts that happiness, and what changes you could make to make yourself happy. I'd love to hear from you about those changes and if it has made a big difference in your happiness levels. And that is all for this week's podcast. I hope that made you feel a little bit happier as you go into your day. And I, as always, we'd love to hear from you. So if you want to leave an admission submission or just generally talk about what makes you happy and how to improve happiness, please go to the website www.katieleeson.com and share this podcast with your friends and anyone that you feel would benefit from listening to our chat about happiness. I think it's a really important lesson and something that I've really taken with me in every journey ever since I've seen that Will Smith video. So I'm hoping that you all find it really useful too. And I'd love to hear back from you as well. So share with your friends, share with your colleagues, and we will see you next week.